All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Tell me your name and what you do.
My name is Pablo Quinteros, and I'm an iOS developer based in New York City.
How do you spell Quinteros?
Quinteros.
Okay, and you are?
Seth Porges. That's S-E-T-H, P as in Paul, O-R-G as in George, E-S. And I'm a technology writer and co-founder of Cloth for iOS. That's C-L-O-T-H.
Okay, so what are you doing here then, Seth? Explain to me, like, in normal language, what you do and why you're here.
So I wear a number of hats. I'm a technology writer. I write for a ton of magazines. I write about startups. I love startups. I love tech. I love everything about the world. And I also wear another hat where I have my own startup. So I kind of dilly-dally between both of them. It's really, really cool because when you write about tech, you get to see so many startups and you can understand, like, the workings of it and the gears and the guts, and you begin to really appreciate it and you really want to be a part of it. And what's so cool about New York is it's this really great media culture but also a really great tech culture, so you can kind of jump between the two with reckless abandon.
Holy crap, that's enthusiasm for you. That's very un-New York, though, to be so, happy.
Maybe it's something in the air in Austin. We're all having a really good time here. Austin's wonderful. South by is wonderful. Pablo's awesome.
Okay, so Pablo, you were just telling me, tell me again, like, what you do, so my mom understands, Pablo.
Sure.
Please.
Yeah. So I'm the person that actually sits down and programs or writes an application that then eventually ends up on a user's phone.
So what I've been hearing from a lot of the CEOs in the room here is that they are actually looking for talent as part of coming to Austin. And when I told you this a minute ago, you were like, I'm not surprised. Why aren't you surprised?
Well, there is a large demand for talent in any sector involving app making or even website making. And it's just, if you're a developer, you're in good, you have, I guess, what do you call it, Seth?
If you're a developer, you can pretty much write your own contract these days. There's the supply and demand is so off balance on the street. People who have ideas for products they want to get made, and people who have the necessary skill set to actually execute that. So a lot of people who have great ideas, they need somebody else to write the ones and zeros, actually make it a reality. And that's where a developer comes in. Problem is, there just aren't enough of them out there. Maybe there's, need for more people to learn coding, how to learn basic math, science, engineering, technology, all those things that everybody always talks about. And especially true today, because if we're going to, compete as a city, New York, or even as a country, United States, in the tech world, we need this kind of talent, and there just simply isn't enough out there to go around. And so what happens then is the developers, people who have the ability to do it, they're in such high demand that they don't want to stick around. They want to freelance around for other people because they can make more money that way. And so even great companies with great ideas, they have a really hard time holding on to people sometimes.
Are you giving away Pablo's secrets here?
Well, a good example of...
Tell us your example. So you're a freelancer. Why are you freelance? Why don't you go, work for, Google?
I haven't had a job offer from Google. But the other thing is you get lost in the crowd, and that's the biggest fear. A startup is very appealing to help them out because you do... Again, I personally love to help people, and my capabilities are making applications and helping them realize their ideas. And so
But tell me what you said before. You said that you'd never written...
So I've had a very interesting career. I've had one full-time job that I worked at for 8 years. I was at an animation production company. I was making their interactive games and content. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, I realized that there was high demand for iOS application developers, and I left and started doing my own development work or freelance work. And I've never had to write a resume. I've never had to show a portfolio. It's just all word of mouth. This is why an event like this is so important, because you get to meet people that do need help or would need a little assistance in, at least if anything, making their MVP or realizing their idea.
Okay, Okay.
So when I first wanted to make Cloth, I was looking for somebody to execute, to write the ones in there, to be my developer, because I don't have that skill set. And I was talking around to a lot of people, and typically, because the demand for developers is so great, you get people with what are pretty much ridiculous terms. They'd be like, all right, you're going to pay me this huge amount of money, I'm going to work on this for 2 weeks, and then I'm done. I'm never updating.
But they can do that, right?
And they can do that, and that's the thing. And so you're healing a lot of these people who just kind of have these demands that they can do, but in an ideal world, the tech, it just wouldn't work like that. So when I met Pablo, Pablo was different. Pablo was like, all right, I can do this for you. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to help you update. And I appreciate that. And it's nice to just have the developer believe in your project too, because you want somebody who's emotionally invested in it. You don't want somebody who's going to do it and disappear.
So how does New York get more nice people like Pablo who have the skills, right? I mean, what's the problem? Why doesn't New York City have enough of this? This is what I've been hearing this for, you know, forever.
Here's the thing. It's finding great talent. And that's something even Apple has a hard time, you know, doing. This is why they're backlogged in terms of getting things done. Even like something like their podcast app. Needs a lot of work, but they don't have the resources within their departments to fix the problems with, you know, some of those applications. And so it's tough. In general, it's tough. You know, you usually want the top 10% of any, I guess, industry, you know, that I guess would. Sorry, I'm.
No, you're doing great. I want to ask you this, though. Pablo, do you feel like you made the smartest decision of your life by learning to code? I mean, or do you feel like you're just kind of set for work?
So coding is an interesting thing. It's the only way I feel that I can express myself and communicate with people efficiently. As you can probably see, first thing, when I'm low on energy or haven't had a meal, my ability to verbally communicate goes, you know, to
the wayside. That is fascinating. So you see coding as kind of your art form in a way.
Yes, it's the only way where I can actually feel that I've made a meaningful connection with people. And just people that I've never met. And that's why I tend to shy away from hyping anything I worked on. I've worked on some really top, you know, projects like Cloth. You know, Cloth has been featured by Apple. My last four apps were featured by Apple. And, you know, and I tend to just shy away because I really truly want to see the app being used in a way that I can at least get some great feedback as to whether it's doing a good thing or not.
Okay, last word to you, Seth. Yeah. Why should someone come to New York to be on the tech scene?
Well, New York is simply a really great place to live, whether or not you work in tech. New York is perhaps the best density, the best convergence of brains, of smarts, and honestly, of sort of like the institutional powers that are needed for startups to work. That means venture capital money. That means media coverage. That means sort of relationships with other businesses you can partner with. In our case, say the fashion industry. It's all centered in New York. If you're in Silicon Valley, which is a wonderful place, it's like being in this bubble where everybody else is working in tech, and you kind of don't have that outside perspective. It just comes from walking down the streets in New York.
Guys, I'm loving this conversation between creator and executor, but executor is also creator.
That is true.
And so...
These apps feel like my own kids.
Yeah. And so, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.